I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And, of course, simulcast at watchda.com. So check it out there. And it's mobile friendly. I highly encourage you to watch the simulcast because right now we have a big man in a small chair.
Yeah, what's up with that? You're by the way, you nailed that read.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank
the Quicken Loans read. And yeah. Now you gave me this tiny chair. You know what? I'm going to run with it, and we're going to go with the tiny chair. We'll go, you're the big guy. I'm here, the guest. You could put me down. I feel like I'm sitting on the ground.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do this, but this is the way that it sets up, kind of like an old Carson show or Leno show where the host is actually like 5 feet ahead or 5 feet above the actual host.
Yeah, that's how we sit right now, but yeah. Glad to be here.
Well, good to have you.
Former Boston guy, 98.5 guy, huh?
That's right, yeah. Worked at 98.5 The Sports Hub for a number of years, then also at Comcast Sportsnet New England, which is now NBC Boston,
yep. Which
where you work. Brian Scalabrine joins us. He's a Celtics analyst there, also for The Vertical, an NBA analyst, and also part of the Big Three. He's co-captain of the Ball Hogs, and the Big Three season tips off coming up on Friday in Houston. That's going to be live on FS1 if you want to watch on TV at 6:30 Eastern time. Tickets are available. And the whole circuit comes back. Chicago, Oakland, Dallas, Brooklyn for the championship game later on in the summer. Friday nights are the games, 7:30 until 10:30 Eastern time. FS1's got the games as well. This was a cool year number one for you. How fun is it going into year number two?
Well, the thing that's different is there's so many more players, so many guys that were a little tepid of getting in and jumping in with 2 feet. I think these guys are all in. Nate Robinson, Carlos Boozer, Meta World Peace, Amari Stoudemire. Like, these guys are going to bring this game to a whole new level. I'm really excited about seeing like a guy like Nate Robinson who has a huge personality. How is it going to translate onto the floor? But one thing that people have to understand, it's not like exhibition. It's not, you know, the N1 mixtape tour. These are highly competitive games and guys want to win. And at the end of the day, the team that wins makes the most money. The team that finishes last makes the least amount of money. So I think that's obviously going to factor into it.
Yeah, the Big Three is back. It was very cool to see it come through here in New York City last year. And then the gear is really cool, too. I got a Ghost Ballers hat, which I try to rock. The only thing is, I can't rock the flat brim cap. Some like a dad cap guy.
Yeah,
because as a product of the 80s and 90s, I always bend the brim.
Baseball style.
Yeah, so.
So, you know, there's a new, which you would look all right, like in yellow. It's a really
yellow
white Mamba hat that you can rock. I'll send you one.
Now, okay, maybe a white Mamba I could get down with.
And then what you got to do, especially, probably you and me feel the same way, right? You can't wear like the brand spanking new hat. Got to kind of.
With the logo, that doesn't work.
No, so throw some dirt on it, clean it, bend the brim,
right.
the brim.
Yes.
And then you're good to go. Like, but white Mamba hats are coming out. It's going to be sweet. I was so happy when they showed me the picture of the white Mamba hat. It was like, these guys are like making me into a star, and I've never thought I would ever have my own hat.
Well, it's such an interesting career that you had. Brian Scalabrine joins us here on the show because you became a fan favorite seemingly overnight. And I mean, it is translated into appearances in Boston. I saw that you were at a Walmart in Worcester in April.
Yeah.
And so people are just kind of coming from wherever to meet you and to get an autograph. And the Human Victory cigar, that whole thing. What an amazing arc for you.
Sure. And I think it's probably like, do you have a father?
Sure.
Sure. So your father would tell you, look at kid, if this guy can do it, you can do it. So I like present all hope for white suburban kids out there who really have no hope, you know? And then they walk up to me and they meet me and they look up like, dude, you're huge.
Yeah.
I go like, well, what'd you expect, man? I'm an NBA basketball player. Well, I don't know. I just kind of thought you were like some average guy out there.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm an average guy out in the NBA. I'm just not an average guy in the real world.
You have an average guy that's about a foot and a half taller than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that helps.
Like, if I was 2 inches shorter, you would not know who I am, right? It's like every inch matters.
This is a fascinating offseason for the Boston Celtics, who you cover throughout the regular season and the playoffs. Do you think Danny Ainge wants a LeBron or a Kawhi, or do you think that only if it fits does he want it? Otherwise, he's totally cool with his roster.
So I think all three, right? Well, I'm not sure he wants LeBron James. I'm not sure that as of right now, there's going to be a little bit of stunting the growth of your young players when you bring a guy like that in. So I think if you look at it from a Celtics standpoint, or from what I know about Danny Ainge, and this is nothing he's told me, but just like, I think he wants to try to beat LeBron. I think he wants to try to build this team and get to the NBA Finals. But I think the Kawhi Leonard thing is really interesting because he's not a huge personality, but he's a top five player in the NBA. And the Celtics have a treasure trove of assets of different things that they can do. They have picks moving forward. They have young guys. They have rookie scale guys, max guys. So with all that being said, can you slightly improve your team with a top five player? Yeah. I'm sure if Anthony Davis was available, that'd be another guy that they would look into getting. But outside of that, like, how can you really improve this roster right now? I don't know if you can make a small move that's going to help this team, like, sort of get over the hump.
Well, and then there's a cost analysis as well. What do you have to give up to get an Anthony Davis, or what do you have to give up to
Anthony Davis is not available.
A Kawhi Leonard, correct. Yeah, but yeah. I know that that's kind of like part of the speculation with Celtics fans. Who's the big star we can pull in that complements this team or completes the team? But what do you have to give up? You know, Gordon Hayward was a free agent. Al Horford's a free agent. How much do you have to give up to get a Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, sure.
Does that make sense, do you think?
I don't think that when you think about the young players, I don't think that the Tatums, the Browns, those are the ones that that you want to hold on to the longest, right? Like understanding the salary cap, rookie scale contract. Jason Tatum makes, $6 million. He's right now, as good as he is, he's a $20 million player, right? So having guys on rookie scale allow you major flexibility moving forward. Terry Rozier, he played above his contract. So with all these guys that are all under contract, if you're going to give something up, you better know this move that you make is going to put you over the hump. And I still believe, like, when you look at the Warriors, to me, I love Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond, but to me, it's Kevin Durant. Like, how do you match up with Kevin Durant? If you want to beat the Warriors, you got to figure out the KD problem first. Because if you don't have anybody and go toe-to-toe with Kevin Durant, I don't think you beat the Warriors. Because the other guys are eventually going to take advantage of you, and they're going to have their big games. But it's Durant that you have to be able to match up to.
Brian Scalabrine joins us here in studio. Do you respect what Kevin Durant did?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. But players can get traded all the time. So why would I have a problem with him making a move so he can cement his legacy, where he can win five championships if the cards play themselves out right?
You look at it the same as if he won a championship in Oklahoma City?
No, but I don't think in hindsight, I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think when LeBron went to Miami and wins or goes back to Cleveland, like, he made it, like, I'm going back to Cleveland because I want to, like, help the economy of Northeast Ohio. He didn't look at it like, we have Kyrie Irving, and I just got the number one pick, which I can trade for another all-star in Kevin Love. LeBron's only mistake, in my opinion, when he went back was he did not see the Warriors coming. He thought he had to beat the Spurs, who just roasted him in the NBA Finals. And by the way, Kevin Love had like a 40-20 game against San Antonio and beat him in San Antonio. So he's like, no, this is the guy I need. But his mistake was that. He should have thought, how do I beat the Warriors? And if he would have geared the team towards that, maybe that Wiggins trade looks a lot different.
But he couldn't have known the Warriors were going to become the Warriors.
Well, he's a basketball brilliant. Oh, my mind. I'm so smart.
Oh, come on.
I remember everything, you know? How do you not see it?
So you're clowning LeBron right now.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, I didn't sign the. Did you sign the non-compete?
Non-disclosure.
Yeah, that you can't talk about LeBron? Like, I can respect LeBron as a brilliant player, but, I mean, come on. The soft cast. I mean, like, he does a lot of goofy stuff. He's not telling the Cavs whether he's coming back or not when they're heading into the draft with the 8th pick. Come on.
This plays well in Boston, that take.
It doesn't play well in New York?
I think people outside of Boston generally respect LeBron.
We do too.
I don't know about
that. No, I respect LeBron as the second greatest player of all time, and that's not a knock.
No, I wouldn't
say. That's like, you're the second greatest player. There's some pretty good players.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm putting you above Larry, Magic, like Wilt. I'm putting you above all those guys.
Absolutely.
But like, okay, the soft cast, that's odd.
You mean in the finals?
Yeah.
So you don't believe that he was actually injured?
Well, he had a broken hand?
Well, it could have been a deep bruise, right?
He said broken hand, pretty much had a broken hand.
So you don't believe that he was injured at all?
Well, no, I'm saying, well, everybody's injured during the NBA Finals.
Okay, so do you believe that he punched a whiteboard?
Sure.
Okay, you just don't think it was really injured.
Well, he was doing push-ups before game two. He was dapping up with his kid after game four. I mean, I get it. Look, and I don't have a problem with it.
Is he an excuse maker?
No. I'm just saying the media, you guys let him off the hook a little too much.
And we let him off the hook.
You guys let him off the hook.
So
LeBron, LeBron, you got the cast on. What's happened? But why not this question, LeBron? He didn't really try in the second half of game four. What happened?
Okay, so that's fair. But knowing that the Warriors were going to turn to the Warriors is ridiculous because they had made the playoffs, I think, the year before, but they were nowhere close to being a championship caliber team because they had Mark Jackson, not Steve Kerr.
Sure.
So LeBron going to Cleveland can't think team's going to be awesome and then get Kevin Durant in 2 years.
Oh, man. He definitely should be listening to me on Fox Sports 1 when I was on that. I was like, the next team is the Warriors. And by the way, Steph Curry's the MVP of the league if he can figure out his passing situation. But, you know, maybe LeBron doesn't listen to me. But his camp and his camp, they're so smart. And LeBron, he's so smart. Well, if you're so smart, why didn't you see the Warriors coming? Anyways, it doesn't matter. LeBron is hijacking my Big Three interview here.
So, well, we're going to get to more on the Big Three coming up here. But so you think what LeBron is doing now, is it just setting everything up to go to L.A.?
Well, to me, it's just messed up that he's not communicating with the Cavs. Like, if you're LeBron and you're in with the Cavs, you're saying, hey, I really like this player. Here's what I want to do. Can we trade the eighth pick and this so-and-so to go and get so-and-so? But when a trade doesn't work out, like, somehow, some way, LeBron has no idea it went down. Like, LeBron was blindsided by the Kyrie Irving trade. But if you have, like documentation of him saying, so he had no idea Kyrie was going to get traded. But, like, in 2004, he knew that, I really liked Iguodala, but we took Luke Jackson instead. Like, he was involved in those conversations. I really wanted Iguodala, but he had no idea Kyrie is going to get traded. But, like, right now, you got to be communicating. If you are all in on the Cleveland Cavaliers, then you're like, what can we do with this eight pick?
Well, he ain't all in.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's going to L.A.
You think he's going to L.A.?
I mean, where else?
I think he is, too.
Unless he opts into his deal and gets traded to Houston, that would be the only other scenario, but I guess he's not too.
You're saying no on Philly?
Yeah, I think this whole thing was so bizarre. The whole Philly thing,
and no on San Antonio.
And there's no cap space. It's like that's an odd thing.
They'd have to move a lot.
Yeah, the Cavs have to agree to take on some of these bad contracts,
right?
You know,
yeah.
The Houston one's interesting because you can trade a future first, two future firsts for Ryan Anderson and for LeBron.
Brian Scalabrine joins us here in studio. Okay, so we get another segment with you. So that's where we're going to do the Big Three.
That's why I kind of felt like we were going to go to break.
So fear not.
No, but are we going to break?
We are going to go to break.
Are you going to do one of those spectacular reads? Because you were good that last time. Like, I would put you on my radio show just to do the reads. Like, I work with Frank Isola, and he botches the reads all the time. But you were like money.
Well, he's just a crap stirrer, that Frank Isola guy.
Yeah, but you're money when it comes to these reads.
Wait till I tell you the story in the commercial break where I nearly took out his ACL in a scrimmage match.
Yeah. He brought me out to play soccer one time.
Yeah.
Soccer's hard, man. It's a lot harder playing it than watching on TV.
A lot harder to play watch on TV. More with Brian Scalabrine coming up next in studio. Watch at watchda.com.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on a Tuesday. We'll read through Trash Tuesdays coming up in about 10 minutes from now, so get them in at DA on CBS on Twitter or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Joining us here on the show, he's a guy who had nearly more than a decade, actually, in the NBA, played for the Boston Celtics, the New Jersey Nets, the Chicago Bulls. He's a member of the Big Three right now, and the Big Three League is returning to FS1, as well as a number of cities throughout the country, Chicago, Oakland, Dallas, Brooklyn, Houston. This Friday, the Big Three's 2018 season tips off, and as we were kind of talking about before, some big names. Brian Scalabrine joins us here in studio. Amari Stoudemire, part of this year's crew.
Yeah, pumped.
Guys want in.
Guys want in. Carlos Boozer wants in. Big Baby's in there. It's like a lot of big personalities, and Fox is all about the big personalities, so should be a joy to watch.
Big Baby's a little worrisome right
now.
No.
That could be good.
You think that's good?
Yeah, because you can do the background story. You can edit it how you want it. You know, the power of editing. So that could be good. So no, I'm really excited about this year because I think that I think the league is going to take a huge step. From last year, we averaged 12,500 at these massive arenas, right?
Yeah.
To like what happens now? But and Ice Cube has been really pushing guys like, come on, guys, get on your social. We got to get it out there. You know, doing stuff like this. We got to get the word out there because you guys are the guys that drive the league. But I'm really excited just about the big names that weren't there last year and entering into the league this year.
I think the media access you guys have in the system, in the shows, in the league has been really smart and savvy. Ice Cube has joined us on this show. We've had Kenyon Martin a number of times. Obviously, you've come down here as well. Last season, we did a couple of hits with other players. It's so smart because you guys have opinions and thoughts and can weigh in on all types of basketball. And so it makes people go, oh, cool. I want to see those guys. Oh, this is happening. It's been the best thing you guys could have done.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is just bringing awareness too. We are going to be in this city. You want something to do, here you go.
Yeah.
Come out. And the way that the court sits is like sits in the middle. It's got like a boxing ring feel to the lower level. And there's like who's who, like a lot of NBA players. Like when we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Russell Westbrook came out. In Brooklyn, there was like all kinds of celebs out there. So LL Cool J kind of like goes to about five or six of the games. So it's really cool. It sort of has like an all-star game type of feel.
Yeah, big3.com/tickets is where you can get your tickets for the upcoming games throughout the summer. big3.com/tickets. And then coming up on Friday, FS1, 6:30 Eastern for the season tip-off. It's time for 10 questions with Scal.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions, not taped in front of a live studio audience.
Your nickname was Veal Scalabrini.
Correct.
What is your favorite style of veal?
Oh, man. I actually like the T-bone veal. You know, so it's not necessarily breaded and fried. It's like the actual... it's kind of mean that it was a baby cow, but I do like it with the bone. I like my veal with the bone.
I know. I have this tough moral conundrum because I really like veal, and then when I see it on the menu, I'm like, I really shouldn't order it.
Really?
It's so delicious. I mean, it's baby cow.
I will say this. Like, they do take care. Like, the processing of it is much better than a big cow, which is like... Not great.
Next up, how often do Boston fans offer to buy you a beer?
Every time I go out.
I mean, like every night probably, right?
Well, I don't go out every night.
Okay,
like,
every
who
time
does
you,
that?
Every time you see a fan in Boston, they must say, Scal, can I buy you a beer, dude?
While we were doing this show, up to grab some craft beers this summer? I mean, it was happened 3 seconds ago, right? So, every time I'm out, someone wants to buy me a drink. You know, I don't wear my ring out. Can you imagine the amount of drinks if I did?
Oh
my gosh.
But then a lot of pictures with the ring and people want to try it on.
Championship rings are ridiculous because they're so massive. I feel like the Green Lantern. What does the Green Lantern actually do? I don't know, but I feel like I would just put my fist up in the air all day long.
So you played on the New Jersey Nets between 01 and 05. Kenyon Martin is an interesting dude. Did Kenyon Martin ever try to fight you?
Yes, once.
Really?
Well, not like fist came up, but what happened is like I'm battling with Donnie Marshall at the time. Okay. And Kenyon's boy is Donnie Marshall. So, you know, we get into a little, not like a, like he pushed me, I pushed him, but like a little a fist to cuff on the court, right? Uh-huh. Kenyon Martin came in, it's like, boom, just hit me real quick. And I was like, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm like, I ain't messing. First of all, he's a starting power forward. And second of all, like he's on the border. So, yeah, I'm not. Like, Kenyon is, like, I don't know why people think, like, the real tough guys in the NBA, people always say, like, oh, he ain't real tough. Like, go in a room with him and you tell me if he ain't real tough. They say the same thing about Garnett. I would like, I believe with both of these guys, you have to actually kill them for them to stop coming at you.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett, fake tough guy. Then you're like, oh, well, go into a room with him.
And let me see it.
Get him really mad.
Let me see it. I want to see it. Yeah. If you're pretty confident, go ahead. Like, remember Tim Thomas, Ugazi? Like, all right. Just a ring. They would make millions on a little pay-per-view Tim Thomas, Kenya Martin. Yeah. I know where my money's going.
The hot dog eating competition coming up on July the 4th. Who do you root for in hot dog eating competition? Is it Joey Chestnut, the Dynasty, or the Upset?
I thought it was Kobayashi. He's gone?
The Kobayashi fell by the wayside, yeah.
So you can actually decline in this sport, too. Like Carmelo Anthony. That's crazy. I always thought, like, how can you get worse? Like, everyone gets fatter with age. Wouldn't you think you would just get better at it? Why would you get worse at it? That makes no sense. Like, when I see, like, my middle-aged friends, like, putting on the pounds, I would only assume that they are better at eating hot dogs now than they were. So I guess I'll go with the up-and-comer.
Wow, John, you're fatter and balder. You move less. You must be awesome at eating hot dogs.
In one area of your life, you should be improving in that area, right? I mean, like, we all decline. Like, we all get worse, except LeBron. But we all get worse, except for hot dog eating contest. I think you would improve anyway.
Brian Scalabrine joining us this morning here on the show. The Big Three is coming up. Big3.com/tickets where you can get tickets. And you are co-captain of the Ball Hogs. How do you guys look this year?
I took all the tough guys.
Nice.
Yeah, instead of taking skilled guys, even though they are skilled. Like Deshaun Stevenson is skilled, but he has face tattoos, right? And he locks up LeBron, so I took him.
So in the scouting report, it said length, agility, this, that, face tattoos.
No, like face tattoos and not afraid of LeBron. Right. Give me him.
Those are the things I need.
Well, if you're not afraid of LeBron, because everyone in the media, in my world, everyone in the media is afraid of LeBron, so I'm looking for anyone not afraid of LeBron. And he has face tattoos to go along with it. I took him first. And then I took another kid, Andre Owens, who Andre Owens actually thinks he's better than LeBron. So I took a guy who's not
more
afraid of LeBron
guys.
And a guy who thinks he's better than LeBron.
Heavy money coming in on the Ball Hogs right now. Heavy money. The Big Three is back, and it starts Friday. Check it out on FS1 and in Houston. Scal, it's awesome to finally have you on the show, man. Thanks.
Yeah, like I'm glad you're a Boston guy at one point. So it's I started out on 98.5 as well. Bang.
Bang, bang. That's the bond right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.